They got their hair styled right. Tonight they're gonna be dressed like switchblades. They're not looking for no fight. Everyone's doing the Tokyo pop, even after the music stops. Sweating, swaying to the Tokyo pop. Everyone's doing the Tokyo pop, even after the music stops. Sweating, swaying to the Tokyo pop. Tokyo.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.
All right, that was Ricky Ratt with one of his singles, Tokyo Pop. We want to thank him again for coming in and hanging out with us. He did some great songs and told some stories. But right now it is 5 o'clock. It is time for the Live at 5. As always, we have the band Sisterhood. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right. It sounds like we got liftoff. What do you want to start off with?
We have a song for you called Over.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right. That's a good way to start off the show, gentlemen. You're listening to... Sloppy. What's that?
A little sloppy on that one.
Forgive me. I couldn't tell. In fact, this is rock and roll. We don't say things like sloppy. Heck no. That's just rock and roll. All right. You're listening to Live from Studio J. We have in the studio the band Sisterhood. If you don't mind, if you guys can go around the room, introduce yourselves, tell us who you are, what you play, all that good stuff.
Well, I guess Matt gave me the nod. My name is Race Ribble, and I play guitar. Looks like your turn.
Jeff Jerome, I'm on bass, and I'm from Sterling Heights.
My name is Matt, and this is my band, Sisterhood.
It's your band, huh?
Yep. And I know Jeff says the same thing, and even Race has been saying it, so yes.
Give Race a few more months, and he'll be definitely saying it.
Oh, no, for sure.
This is my band.
Well, he is from Saginaw.
Right.
All right, so obviously Race is here to help out. He's not normally a part of the band. He was kind enough to come down here and help you. So right now we're looking for a guitarist, are we?
We are. Ricky Ratt.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we'll be looking for one, but right now we're totally happy with Race coming aboard, and we've got some shows coming up, and he's just been great. I'm sorry?
Get up on it. We can't hear you.
So no one can hear me? How's this? Is that
there
better?
There you go.
Yeah. So we will be looking for guitarists, but right now we're totally happy with Race coming aboard and giving us a hand.
He'll do for now. You know,
yeah.
Might even be a little bit longer than he thinks.
Probably.
Have to kidnap him or, you know.
Right.
Well, it fits in so well, and he's been around for a while, been a big support of our band, and us as of his band, so yeah, it should work out really well.
We typically play a lot of shows together. I'm in a goth rock band called Audrey Burns, so we happen to share a lot of shows up in our area and then down here.
Yes.
We're going to be in Trixie's coming up
Trixie's
soon.
Trixie's this Saturday in Hamtramck.
Yeah.
That's a great place.
The next Saturday we'll be up in Saginaw.
Yep, up in Saginaw doing a Day of the Dead show. Right. So free candy and all ages.
Who can argue with free candy?
Food, too.
Yeah, well, it's all ages, so that's what you get.
Scott, I just want to thank you for having us and taking, waiting. I know a couple cancellations in the polar vortex got us, so thanks a lot for finally having us in.
Yeah, I don't give up on things easily. That's one thing I'm noted for.
Nice.
Yeah, you're not a lost cause yet.
Well...
I love it. I know Matt can appreciate that kind of humor. All right. So, Jeff and Matt, how long you guys been doing this?
For a while, a couple of years, maybe 4 or 5 years. Jeff and I tried to put a couple other things together. Didn't quite pan out, but we've always shook hands. And, came back aboard a couple months ago and couldn't be happier to have him.
All right. Great. Right. So, why don't we do another one?
And this time I'm going effect. Is that cool?
Stay warm.
You know, you
Live from Studio J with Sisterhood. All right. So stay warm. We're going to be having to do that. So you were talking about the polar vortex before. You think we're going to get another one?
Scott, let's hope not, because then you're going to cancel other great bands that should have been in here a year ago.
Wow, that was wicked. I remember that. I had to move during that. Do you know that?
I feel for you. I stayed at my house and just got scared.
I mean, we've hired a moving company to do, you know, most of it, but there's only so much they can do. You still got to do part of it. And we bought them, like, you know how you get one of them big, huge boxes of coffee, like at the
yes.
coffee place? We got them that, you know, just to keep the movers from freezing to death, you know? But, yeah. And then we had to get all this stuff out of storage. You know, those storage buildings, they don't heat the darn things.
No, they do not.
No. So you're in the storage room, and you can see your breath, you know.
Right.
It's like, holy moly.
Used to practice in storage units back in the day. We'd have to get kerosene heaters and salamanders.
You know, I never thought about that. That's cheaper than having a place to, renting right. out a place to rehearse. You just
it
get
was.
A storage room.
But cheaper does not mean better.
Or safer.
Had to make do.
No. I mean, you can't cook there. You can't crash there. I mean, at least not in the wintertime anyway.
Hey, you can crash in a storage unit.
Race obviously has. You said you were, like, you did couch hopping. You didn't tell me where. It was storage rooms.
It wasn't just storage rooms. I mean, it was scary Hamtramck apartments as well.
Oh, wow. I don't even want to know. Probably can't even talk about that kind of stuff on the radio.
Maybe not.
All right. So, excuse me. Yeah, let's talk about more about those shows. You got one coming up on Saturday at Trixie's?
We have one coming up on Saturday. We go on at 9. Audrey Byrne goes on at 10. And then at 11 o'clock, our friends in the Brothers Cortez are playing. So it should be a great show.
Okay, so Race, you're in Audrey Byrne?
Correct.
Okay, and it sounds like the Audrey Byrne is similar to what we're hearing today, too.
A little bit. There's definitely, I would say, with Audrey Byrne, there's a mix of, like, a lot of post-punk influences with a little bit of rockabilly, some punk rock, and a lot of hard rock mixed in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, this is more of a darker kind of music.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
There's some surf influences in there, too. It's really definitely a mixed bag, and I like this because I get to be a bit more aggressive, but I definitely like both groups that I'm in. I'm very happy.
Good. That's great. And, you know, you got to keep busy, and that's the way to do it, be in many bands.
Absolutely.
I would say the Swing Pin, Scott, difference in band as far as influence is Black Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely weighs a heavy toll on this band as opposed to the Audrey Byrne. So there you go. That's where you get the little bit of darker stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then the Brothers Cortez, refresh my memory how they kind of connect to you in a way.
Yeah, I've known George for a lot of years. He actually, for another band I was in, when it was a lot easier to go out and play, and I was much younger. So we befriended him, and I've been friends with him ever since, and we keep in contact. And, yeah, that's how that came about.
So when you say easier to go out, was that like before the restraining orders and all that other stuff?
I would state this, that it was just much easier 15 years ago to call bar and say, hey, you know, we want to come in and play. And then all your friends showed up. It was just a lot easier of a time. That's all, yeah.
Okay, I get what you're saying now, yeah.
Sometimes getting people out these days is like pulling teeth, man. It's getting tough out there.
We were talking about that earlier. It's like, especially the younger folk, they're not into going out to see shows like we are.
But if they did, one or two, you know they'd be hooked. I mean, it's one of those things where you've got experience once or twice, and then you're out there, and there's a whole scene out there.
Mm-hmm.
We have much better luck, I hate to say it, in the Saginaw Bay City area where Race is from. For whatever reason, every bar we book up there, it's pretty big, and a lot of people show up, so there's quite a scene up there.
Yeah, well, the other thing, too, is as you get into the more rural areas, that you know, they have nothing else to do, so of course they're going to show up.
Of course.
You know, it's like, well, I could sit at home and drink, or I could go to bars and drink.
And right, and there's only so many video games.
Yeah, well, depending, if you ask those younger people, there isn't so many.
Yeah, well,
there's never too many.
Kind of a joke at Race's expense.
That's true.
So when you're not plugged into an amp, you're plugged into the little controller then?
Oh, yeah. Then I'm on the live stream and I'm talking to people.
Ah. No live cam, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. Say, I mean, you know, what's worse, looking at a Super Nintendo or looking at me? I would say looking at me is pretty bad, but looking at a Super Nintendo screen is pretty bad as well. Don't really know much to say there, I guess, but I like to play video games on and record them on the internet for people.
Jeff's not innocent either. Jeff's Saturdays are full of video games.
Yeah, wow. Thanks, Matt. Play a lot of Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah, nerd.
Killing other people's children.
You're going to find me out most of the time on Saturday. I'm checking out some kind of a show.
Yeah. Right on. That's excellent. Yeah,
and that's the beauty about Detroit and the metro area. There's always something, somewhere you can go.
Absolutely.
Actually, 7 days a week. I mean, anytime I get bored on any night, I'm like, you know, I'm just going to go out and see a show.
Oh, yeah. There's still a scene out there. It's just not as popular, but there still is a scene out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I mean, up where I'm at, too, there's a bar that does music 7 nights a week as well. Actually, two bars, one in Saginaw and one in Bay City. And, yeah, there's a lot of music up where I'm at as well. And it's nice to know that there's just music still going.
It's there. You just have
Absolutely.
To go out and see it.
Absolutely.
You know, you can't sit there and say, there's nothing to do tonight.
Yep.
No. All right. Why don't we play another one?
Sounds good. I'm going to have to check this loop. Yep.
Ready, Race?
Yep.
We'll be right back.
night. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live in the studio with Sisterhood. So, Matt, tell us about those influences there. I know you mentioned Black Sabbath.
Sorry about my headphones hitting that. Yes, trying to kill the effect here, and then I keep forgetting to turn it back on. But, yeah, Black Sabbath, Joy Division, Jane's Addiction, the Smiths, Cocteau Twins, Kraftwerk. Yeah, a lot of our favorites, The Cult, Monster Magnet. Yeah, there's a couple bands I don't want to mention just because of their name. I don't know if I'm allowed to as far as like bad names.
When in doubt, leave it out.
Right, and that's what I'm going to do, definitely. So, but yeah, obviously it's a combination of a lot of the genres of music that I grew up with and that I love and that people around me love, and we just kind of a blender of that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're the primary songwriter as far as all this stuff goes?
For now, yes.
For now, yeah. You couldn't convince Jeff to help?
When he can and when he wants.
Right, right.
My mic went dead. Can you guys hear me?
No, your mic is dead.
My mic died.
I'm not getting anything.
S-O-S.
All right, we'll talk to somebody else.
Well, you can always talk to me, I guess.
I didn't want to talk to Matt anyway. So, Race, how's it going, man?
It's going quite well. Thanks for asking.
What are your influences?
My biggest influences, I would have to say, would be Ace Frehley from Kiss, Susie and the Banshees, guitar players, multiple guitar players. I just John Valentine Carruthers is one of the big ones, and then the guitar player who played in Magazine, I forget his name. He also played in Susie and the Banshees. Gosh. Nope, not Budgie. Budgie's the drummer. I'm thinking... I can't think of it at the moment. Gosh.
That's okay. And on the way home, you'll
be I will, and then I'll seem like an idiot, but Billy Duffy is a huge influence on me as well. Matthew Ashman of Bow Wow Wow. It's all over the place. I mean...
I'm seeing that, a pattern there with all of you. You know,
yeah, I'm a metalhead. I don't listen to any of these guys. I'm a Slayer, Metallica, Venom.
You're still wondering how you ended up here.
Exactly.
Now, that's where Jeff and I are friends. Now, I'm a big Ace Frehley fan, and I'm a huge Slayer fan.
Okay. So, yeah. So when you say Ace Frehley, are you talking about as part of Kiss or
as
solo?
As a part of Kiss and solo, yeah.
The solo record he did in 1978 is better than anything Kiss has ever put out.
Hey, it's the highest-selling solo record of all the members.
Yeah.
That's before he went downhill, I guess.
Yeah, right. Something like that. But I mean, you know, that's a lot of the influence as well. John McGeough, that's the guitar player. Hey, I got it. John McGeough, yeah.
All right. So Alzheimer's hasn't set in yet.
Not yet, no.
What about the rockabilly stuff?
Oh, rockabilly, I mean, gosh, there's a lot of different things. I would have to say for guitar players, there would have to be Grady Martin. That's kind of like more country swing, but that's a rockabilly guitar player. Obviously, Brian Setzer. Everyone says Brian Setzer.
Can't forget Eddie Spaghetti from the Super Suckers.
Oh, Eddie Spaghetti. Oh, gosh. Other rockabilly influences. I mean, there's a lot of them. I would have to even put down... Billy Zoom from X. That's kind of a little crossover right there, but I really like Billy Zoom's playing. He's great. Oh, yeah, there's so much. I mean...
You know, another thing that both Race and I, Alice Cooper.
Yeah, Alice Cooper. Definitely.
Alice Cooper, the Jesus and Mary Chain, the rules.
Yeah, absolutely. We just all kind of like our music nerds that sort of came together and like, hey, you like this stuff? Yeah, you like this stuff? Yep.
And you throw it all into a blender and see what you come up with.
Pretty much it. Spread some Jane's Addiction on top. There you go.
Right.
There you go.
Huh? Oh, wow.
Ultravox?
I'm hearing Ultravox influence, too. Yeah, definitely. Hey.
That's really going back to the college days.
Right. Absolutely.
Cool. So, Jeff, metal? Besides
metal,
Slayer, of course.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, who are the bands that, you know, make you bang your head?
Oh, wow. I just saw Aboth, actually. Aboth from, I think he's a Norwegian death metal band, and Midnight out of Cleveland, Ohio. They're up and coming. They're like an old, they kind of sound like Venom used to sound like in the 80s.
Sell Your Body guy.
Oh, that's Turbo Negro. That's more punk, death punk, Hank Von Hell. You know, tend to more like the European stuff these days. I'm not too big on the commercial metal nowadays, like the Five Finger Death Punch. And
so you're into like any black metal, death metal?
Yeah, black metal, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And get some Burzum in there?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Okay.
A little mayhem.
Yeah. All right. Why don't we do another one? I'm anxious to get to that one called Strippers. That really piqued my curiosity. Is this personal experience we're singing this song about? Or?
Kind of. I'd say yeah, probably.
All right.
Hey, Scott, do you mind? We're going to wait for Dead Dance to last, if that's possible.
Oh, sure. So, but all the rest is going to be like it is. So we're going to do Around the Horn now?
Yes, sir.
All right. Sounds like a plan. I think so. Live from Studio J with the band Sisterhood. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. We're having a good old time here. We're about at the halfway mark. All right. So, let's see. So we talked about the Trixie show. Let's talk a little more about the other one you were talking about. That's up in your neck of the woods, Race?
Yeah.
That's going to be at Counterculture. It's a it's an all ages art creative art space. So we rented that out. It's a great place to see shows.
Say it five times fast now, right?
Yeah. And I've seen a lot of really cool bands there. They've brought a lot of really interesting national acts, everything from just metal, punk. There's been a lot of community shows thrown there with all kinds of different genres of music. It's been really cool throughout the years of that place being open. So we're really happy to be utilizing that place and giving a free show for people around in our area.
Oh, it sounds wonderful, man. I have to make it up there one of these days.
Absolutely.
If I know and have advance notice. You said that's on a Saturday?
It is, yeah.
A week from?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. 15th.
Yeah, that's
or November. Yeah, November 2nd.
Oh, 2nd.
Yeah, 2nd.
Yeah.
Day of the Dead proper.
Day of the Dead proper, yeah.
Yeah, that's the that's where it lands on, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, the heck with Halloween. Let's do the Day of the Dead.
Yeah, I mean, well, we're doing a show Halloween adjacent, so then we were just kind of like, oh, you know what? It just sounds cooler to do Day of the Dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially if you're going to do metal or Sabbath.
Hey, we got a lot of different genres, actually, for that show. That show, we have a band called From Mercury. They're kind of more industrial, alternative metal. And then you have us, Sisterhood. Then you have Audrey Byrne. And then I believe, who else is on that show? I'm drawing a blank on there.
I'm
drawing a blank.
Sorry,
Chris. Let's see, I got From Mercury. The Mongrels, one of the best punk bands in the state. They're headlining the show. Definitely come out. The Mongrels. They're awesome. Definitely.
They ever make it down here, do you know? Or?
They have, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely check them out if you guys haven't before. They're really great.
Cool. All right. Anything else down the pike, or is it just for right now the two?
Well, we have those going, and then on the 15th, we're back up in Saginaw for another show. Audrey Byrne is playing the same night at another facility, but yeah, we're going to head up there with the High Totals and the Eight-Armed Killer. So he's up there in Saginaw. AJ, great friend of ours.
Really good guy.
Yeah, awesome guy. He does acoustic punk. Really highly recommend him. And yeah, the 15th, we'll be up there to jam with him and the High Totals. And is it
Desiring Dead Flesh.
There we go.
Yeah, Desiring Dead Flesh.
Yes. That's a father-son-daughter punk band.
Yep.
Oh.
From Bay City. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
So it's like the Waltons, you know, playing music, right?
Throwing a little Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, they've Desiring Dead Flesh before they decided to do a lot of traveling around the country, which that's what they've mainly been doing. They would put on a lot of all-ages shows, and then my band, Audrey Byrne, would get on them. And we were trying to get Sisterhood on one of them, but then they were like, okay, we're going to be going. We'll come back sometime.
Scott already knows how tough that is.
Exactly.
Yeah, it sure is. All right. So for our listeners' info, what would be the best way to check you guys out, like the internet, get hold of your music if you don't have anything available physically to listen to it at least?
Sure. They can jump on YouTube, look up Sisterhood. Sisterhood Detroit, in fact. You can find us on Facebook, Sisterhood Dark Wave. I'm sorry. Oh, yep. SoundCloud. We're on the SoundCloud. If you look up Sisterhood Dark Wave, we're on there. We're around. I know we're on, let's see, Deezer, Tidal, like all of them. We did the DistroKid, which distributes it out to everyone, which is kind of a great tool. And we're everywhere. You can find us. And there's other bands, too. I do want to stress this. We are Sisterhood. There's other bands that have taken up the mantle of the Sisterhood or Sisterhood such and such. We are strictly Sisterhood. It's been that way since 2008.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you came first.
Absolutely. In fact, I was in another band. I suggested it as the band name, and another name won the contest there. But, yeah, I actually presented it to a band in 2005. So I started using the name myself for my own stuff as that band faded away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the rest is history.
The rest is history. There's actually an album up from 2010 up on Deezer if you really want to go find it. I don't recommend it, though.
If you have to, but don't go out of your way.
I've done a lot better.
Hey, we all have to start somewhere, you know. Come on.
Yes, sir.
We don't always, you know, get that debut album out of the gate, you know, that everybody loves. All right. So, song number four.
Well, we got a couple of them for you. We're going to do the U. I'm sorry. Yeah, song number four. Yep, you're right.
It's actually a brand new song. It's only 3 weeks old, so that's why it is called song number four.
Eventually, it may have a title.
It may have a title.
Or maybe not. We'll see what happens.
Whenever you're ready, Riz.
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. We have Sisterhood in the house, song number 4. All right. So we got two songs that go together, huh?
Yes, sir.
It says You and Strippers.
Strippers and Clients, yes, sir. Probably one of the oldest songs in the catalog.
Oh. So this is all personal experience stuff, right?
Outward. outward expression.
Okay. All right, so which one of you is a stripper? Tell me now.
Right, Jeff.
I kind of figured as much. You look like a pole dancer.
radio edit. Beep, beep, beep.
I was just telling these guys today, I said, you know what, I got a face for radio.
Yeah, they tell me that too, you know. Eventually I'm going to figure that one out. All right, so so yeah, why don't we do that?
Let me check something real quick.
Oh, certainly.
Cool. Yeah, we're good.
All right. We'll be right back. All right.
Gotta love live radio, people.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta love it.
Oh, it works. It works. You're in the Studio J with Sisterhood, talking about strippers. Some of our favorite people are strippers.
It was just more or less a
keep
song.
Your eye on them, though.
Yeah, it was just more or less some lyrics about someone who finds one place to get away. That's about it. There's real life, and then there's where I get away.
Yeah, I could see that. Fantasy land. Right?
Well, they all revolve around each other, and so does everyone. And all this animosity in the world and all that, it's a statement. We all have our own places, and we're all here together.
All right. So once again, we're going to check you out at Trixie's on Saturday night.
Trixie Saturday night, 9 o'clock. We go on, 10 o'clock, Audrey Byrne, and 11 o'clock is the Brothers Cortez.
All right. And then you got that show a week from Saturday in Saginaw.
November 2nd in Saginaw at the Counterculture Club.
God, November already.
Yeah,
I can't believe it.
Holy moly.
Hey, Scott, what are you dressing up for Halloween this year?
You know, I don't do costumes very well. I know one year I won a contest. I was actually Uncle Fester. That worked out really good. I was thinking Sid Haig, though. Pay tribute to him.
There you go.
Captain Spaulding.
Yeah.
How about the Ghoul?
The Ghoul is always a good one. Yeah, that I really enjoyed him. Wow. You're older than you look, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I used to watch that guy all the time, especially when he got banned. Yeah, all that stuff. He was a big influence on me as a kid. Obviously, there wasn't too many choices around when you were a kid, so... The Ghoul was good entertainment. That and the,
Sir Graves Ghastly.
I was just Kung Fu Theater. Yeah, Kung Fu Theater was great when I was a kid.
All right, there you go. All right, well, it looks like actually we got a little less than 5 minutes, so I guess we're probably just going to have to pick one or the other. Dance?
We've got one for you. It's called Passing Ships. We'll end it with that one.
Okay. I want to thank you gentlemen so much for coming down and hanging with us.
Thanks for having us.
Scott, thank you. Thank you, Scott.
My pleasure.
And Alan, Mark, thank you guys. And
thank
the other
you guys
Alan
so much.
Too.
You guys were
guys.
Awesome.
All right. Once again, Sisterhood with Passing Ships.
I watched you walk across my life. Each step the stones we throw away. Those things are stuck with you as we walk across this world. And I've seen stars, and I've seen lions. And I've seen ribbons on the electricity. The lights are flashed across the sky. And we've seen loss. And we've seen happiness. Companions tend to come and go. In the past, in the future, old days now exist within the memories, moments and more.
we walk away. As I walk through your life, then I walk away. As I walk through your life, then we walk away.
Thanks, God.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.
Pliant laws defy.